This guy's on the inside. After every game, listen to the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show for the latest from JS Online's Matt Velasquez. Brought to you by the law offices of Thomas Morola. This is Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
128-126, Clippers over the Bucks. Joining us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline from Staples Center in L.A., he is Matt Velasquez of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Matt, thanks for coming on.
Yeah, you bet.
All right. What we're talking about tonight is Eric Bledsoe and really his role and how he fits in as a starting point guard on this Bucks basketball team and whether or not you're comfortable with him moving forward in this role. Me personally, I don't think he's a championship caliber point guard, a guy that you can win a ring with. I think he makes a lot of dumb decisions in critical moments that cost teams. As excited as you can get in different moments, you can be just as frustrated with him in other moments in big game situations. What are your thoughts on Bledsoe?
You know, I think that, you know, he even admitted in the locker room that he needs to have better decision making down the stretch. He was kind of hard on himself there. But I think that overall, I mean, the Bucks wouldn't even have been in overtime if it weren't for him making that shot that
Correct.
He made.
Yep.
You know, he was kind of cold at the start of the game, had a little bit of some struggles offensively in the first half, but in the second half and late, he attacked the basket well, made some important baskets, made that key shot. You know, obviously, you know, the turnovers stand out, but, you know, there was that, a couple alley-oops on a pick and roll with Giannis in overtime that both of them either gave the Bucks the lead or have them tie the game, you know, and obviously that one critical, you know, block at the end that is going to stand out to people. I think overall, I didn't think he played a terrible game. I don't think that this is a total indictment of him. And I think that, you know, the Bucks, when we've seen him play at his best, I mean, you watched him against Golden State the other day. I don't think anyone was saying after watching that game that he wasn't a good player or worth it or guy who shouldn't be part of the future. I think everybody said, hey, this guy's great. I mean, we should build around him. And then, you know, guys are going to have up and down days. But I think that overall he played a pretty good game. But, you know, I think it's fair to point out the costly mistake to the end.
I just think he's a very inconsistent basketball player. And I think when you look at what he did when he got here last year, which was very little defense into the closing minutes of games, and inconsistent decision-making for sure, I think in the long range affects him. Now, no question, you're right. He's going to have games you're like, whew, that's who we thought we were getting when we made that trade. And then there are other nights where you're shaking your head going, what was he thinking? And I just think at the end of the day, that could get you into a bad situation. But as we were talking about on the show, he doesn't really, Budenholzer doesn't have really any other options as far as lineups go. This is, what he's playing is pretty much what he has to play. I don't think there really are other options where you can move stuff around, even if you wanted to move stuff around. If they have an injury to that starting lineup, that's not going to be good for this basketball team, because as much as you like the bench with Connaughton and DiVincenzo and Ilyasova, and you get down with that, okay, I just don't know if one of those guys have to go into the starting role that this team is going to be okay.
Yeah, it'd definitely be tough. I mean, we saw that the game that Giannis missed and Ersan came to the starting lineup, and, you know, they did play well that game against a depleted Raptors team. But you can see how in more difficult games against, you know, fully stocked healthy teams that would be an issue. And, you know, when you look at the roster, you think, okay, as much as you might not like Eric Bledsoe in a crunch time situation, I don't think you have a better option.
No.
I mean, it's not like you're going to take him off the court.
Right, so, that's the point.
Like, he still can break down a defense. He still can create things. You know, they like that Bledsoe Giannis pick and roll because of all the dynamic options they have. And, you know, Bledsoe, when he has the ball in his hands, just needs to read it better. And like I said, he knows that. And if he does read it better, you know, this might be a W instead of an L. But that's obviously not the only thing. Chris Milton didn't have a very good game at all today. You know, 14 points, 5 turnovers, fouled out after just 28 minutes. You know, Giannis had 6 turnovers himself. And really seemed like he just wasn't finding things as well. And as a team, the Bucks just the defense just wasn't there. I mean, they really brought it at that end against the Warriors. And Malcolm Brogdon said after the game that, yeah, like, you know, we knew we had to lock in and put in some extra work and focus against the Warriors. And today we didn't do that. Today we didn't take them as seriously as we did the Warriors. And that's what happened.
Well, they better take the Nuggets seriously, because otherwise they're going to lose that one too. Brook Lopez, I think, single-handedly kept this team in. I mean, those 4 threes that he had back-to-back, he was feeling it and pretty much single-handedly got that offense going again.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they were stuck in the mud. And then he hit 4 threes in a span of like 2.5 minutes. And that really kick-started that huge run, like a 28-9 run to take the lead back. and a couple later on that rolled out, but he had kind of a good feel from distance today. And he also had three blocks, and he was holding it down on defense. But, when you only have one really good quarter out of the four, you're not really setting yourself up for the best type of situation.
We talk about Giannis. Obviously, he's a superstar. Bandwagon fans are going to jump on. Heard a bunch of Bucks fans at the game tonight. But the one thing that I've sensed on social media since the start of the season and last year that kind of bothers Bucks fans a little bit and they get a little frustrated with is his inability to hit shots at the free throw line. Are you concerned about that?
Yeah, I mean, it's a little concerning. I mean, he was 5 of 11. He made a few more in the fourth quarter and kind of got on track there. He started out like 1 for 6 or 2 for 6. Just didn't seem like he had just the confidence and the consistency at the line. And really the whole game, it just, you know, the stats don't tell the story. I mean, 27 points, 18 rebounds, 5 steals, 4 assists, 2 blocks, 6 turnovers. You might say, okay, he, had a really good game. He shot efficiently from the floor, but it just seemed like he was working really hard and had to think a lot in terms of where he wanted to be and what his spots were and when to pass. And of course, it kind of hurts a little bit when he was kicking out a lot to three-point shooters. And there was one stretch in the second half where the Bucks were like 1 of 15 on threes, and a lot of those were on kickouts from Giannis.
Yep.
He knows that's the right play, and he said as much after the game. He's going to trust those guys to take their shots, but it's still, it's deflating, not just for him, but for the whole team when you're getting those looks and they just don't go down.
128-126, Clippers over the Bucks. As always, Matt Velasquez does a wonderful job for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Matt, thanks for coming on, man. Have a safe trip over to Denver.
All right, will do.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.